for more than 60 years. They grew up a few miles away from each other in Honolulu and met in sixth grade. They played high school football together. They are so close, their Uncle Walter and Uncle Alan, to each other's kids. So imagine their surprise when they discovered they were, in fact, biological brothers. "I did feel natural," Walter says of the revelation. "We knew each other so well. It came about, as so often happens, by accident. Walter, a retired math and physical education teacher, knew that he had a complicated family tree. His mother had been young and unmarried when she gave birth to him during World War II. And because she couldn't raise him on her own, the family pretended that his grandmother was his mother and his mother was his sister. Walter didn't learn the truth until he graduated from high school. Even then, his mother never told him or anyone else who his father was." So in 2016, when commercial DNA testing kits were starting to take off, Walter's daughter, Cindy McFarlane Flores, suggested he try a couple. When Cindy logged on to Ancestry.com to check the results, she saw that a user named Robbie737 and her dad shared enough DNA to be half-siblings. When Cindy asked her parents whether they knew anyone who could have that username, her mother immediately thought of Walter's friend, Uncle Alan. His nickname was Robbie, and he used to fly 737s for Aloha Airlines. Could that really be possible? Walter wondered. He spent 10 minutes trying to get his friend on the phone. When Alan finally answered, he confirmed to Walter that his username was Robbie737. "I'm trying to act cool," Walter says, "but I'm so excited inside. I'm going to burst out. I think I said, 'Oh, I think we're brothers,' in just a casual manner." Then he said, "Yeah, sure. Okay, Walter." "I was in denial," Alan says. "We've known each other for so long, I thought he was just joking around." But Alan knew it was possible. He had been adopted as a baby by Norma and Lawrence Robinson several years before. Alan had taken the same DNA test that Walter did to learn more about his ethnicity and medical background, but he'd never talked to Walter about it.